good to have you as we continue along. Remember to go to stevegruber.com. You want to tell me what's going on in your side of the world, share ideas and so forth. Send me comments. stevegruber.com, the place to do all of that. We like to keep in touch with you, the audience, to know what you want to hear about, what your feedback is and things that we do talk about and where we go from here. When we talk about where we go from here, Pete Hoekstra, former U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, he served 18 years in the U.S. House of Representatives, representing the 2nd District of Michigan, and served as the chairman and ranking member of the House Intel Committee, currently chairman of the Center for Security Policy and the Board of Advisors. Pete, good to see you again.
Always good to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
So I advanced a theory here, and I fleshed it out here in the first part of the program. And if you didn't hear it, I want to share it with you. And you can say, Gruber, you're nuts, or maybe you're onto something, or both, whichever it might be. And what I'm seeing now is this whole Joe Biden debacle with the documents. I get the feeling that the people behind the curtain knew about these documents for a long time. We're told they learned about them sometime a week before the midterm elections. My guess is they knew longer than that. Because the way I see it now, Pete, is they set up Donald Trump, tar and feather him in public, raid Mar-a-Lago, get all the Democrats to weigh in on how awful he is and how he can never be president, how they had to run him out of the race. And all of a sudden there's this leak, Pete, how convenient, that puts Joe Biden in the same predicament. And suddenly the people behind the curtain have had a very successful twofer. Knock them both out of the race. Make them both disqualified in the eyes of voters and move on. Because obviously Donald Trump can't be controlled by these folks. And Joe Biden and his ego have clearly shown he can't be controlled either. They don't like that. What are your thoughts?
I think that's a very plausible scenario. And I'll tell you why. A friend of mine approached me and told me that a similar scenario a week and a half ago. And I said, I doubt it. You know, mainstream media won't go along with it. And what we found is he was right and I was wrong. Mainstream media has actually kind of embraced this story, to my surprise, undermining President Biden, you know, bringing it back up as a disqualifier for Donald Trump. Because I think the Democrats realize that if it's someone other than Donald Trump running against Joe Biden, as Nikki Haley would describe it, a generational change for the Republicans, the Democrats and Joe Biden would be in tough shape. So I think they're believing at this point Joe Biden's going to be would be a drag on their 2024 ticket. This is a way to, you know, this is a way to start inflicting some nicks and cuts on Joe Biden and start opening the door for other Democrat candidates to start evaluating whether they should be running for president.
Well, I think a lot of the folks on the left and the folks that are, you know, really in the seat of power in this country, the people you don't see behind the scenes, really thought that Joe Biden would be there for one term and wouldn't really push the envelope. And he'd say, okay, I'll do one and then we'll hand it out. All of a sudden, Joe Biden's ego got the better of him. And Joe Biden can be obstinate and ornery. And all of a sudden they're like, well, he says he's going to run again and he means it. And he's going to come out and announce, well, we have to disqualify him now because, you know, his expected announcement would be about now. Sometime now, February, we were anticipating that Joe Biden would say, I'm running for re-election. Well, all of a sudden, that is getting all nicked up and banged up because of the documents with the Corvette. And the room off that garage, by the way, we kept assuming was a closet or a storage room. It's his library. These documents were in the Joe Biden library, it appears. I mean, how would you not know they're there, Pete?
That, you know, the, hey, I've got lots of documents or lots of materials left over from my congressional tenure. And, well, the bottom line on it, though, is no one would really think about taking a document that has a classified cover sheet on it and putting it into a box going to a non-secure area, whether it's at this Biden Penn Center, whether it's Joe Biden's home, or whether it's Joe Biden's garage. You wouldn't take those documents with you. And, you know, for the rest of us, number one, we wouldn't even have those documents in our personal offices on Capitol Hill. And because we knew that if we took classified documents and it was discovered, we would be in huge trouble. It's amazing that, you know, Joe Biden and his team believe that they can skate by saying, well, we're the ones that called DOJ and told them to come over. We're the ones that called DOJ and told them to investigate and take a look at the whole house. Now, the bottom line on it is, hey, Joe, you have classified documents that were assigned to you and only to you, and you have them in your personal spaces, and you've had them for what, 12, 13 years, some of them going back to his Senate tenure?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what the dates of the documents are. I talked about that earlier. I mean, it could go to the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. Nobody knows. And right now, I continue to take the over. When there were two dumps of documents, I said, on the over-under, I take the over. When there are three, I take the over. When they take the four, because they don't know. Now they're looking into his beach home in Delaware. Do they search that? What other offices has Joe Biden occupied? And the questions continue to be the same. Who had access? Where were the documents that went to the Penn Biden Center for the 18 months before the Penn Biden Center opened after he was out as vice president? How many times did the documents move there in the garage? Who did have access? Hunter Biden was apparently the person who was listed as the homeowner there at the house in Delaware, the primary house with the Corvette. And so then the documents are in the house of a third party, a completely unsecured third party, right? I mean, the questions just get deeper and deeper, which brings me back to the plausibility of a big, fat double play. Knock out Donald Trump, let the Democrats and the media go crazy for a few weeks or months, and then turn the same operation against Joe Biden, knock them both out of the way, clear the slate so that you can get Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or whoever to run for the Democrats. You get Ron DeSantis to run for the Republicans. And by the way, Pete, let's say it's Newsom and DeSantis. I'd love for these two to run. Here's two younger guys. You give the full-throated pitch for socialism, and DeSantis give the full-throated pitch for conservatism. Let's have like half a dozen debates, and let's figure out who wins. What do you say?
I'd love it. I actually do believe the country's at a turning point. And there's only, a portion of the American public that is standing up for freedom. The rest of them are, I hate to get into the conspiracy stuff, but they're in bed with the globalists. Okay, they don't believe in nationalism. That's why they have open borders. That's why they're willing to give up authority and turn it over to international organizations to like the WHO. They want to weaken America.
They're not open borders. They're humanitarian corridors. Get your terms right. Humanitarian corridors. That's what they are.
Yeah, well,
let me be clear. Davos is not a conspiracy theory, Pete. You're on the right track, no question. We've got about 10 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
We'll continue next week, but I'd love to see DeSantis or a freedom-loving Republican take on Newsom, and let's have the debate and let's have the argument move forward.
Absolutely. Let's put it out there. A full-throated defense of the left, a full-throated defense of the right, and who wins? Pete, always appreciate you being here.
Yep. Great. Have a great day, Steve. Thank you.
All right. I'll take a break and be right back.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Where can you find good information on all kinds of topics related to the well-being of our student-athletes? Check out the health and safety page of the MHSA website. Learn about multi-sport participation, heat and hydration, cardiovascular resources, as well as insurance benefits available for our students. It's all on the health and safety page of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.